How India's tech industry is decoupling itself from the United States. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. In India, a $150 billion tech industry was created in part by U.S.-based companies outsourcing IT work and software development. Now, a combination of factors, including protectionist U.S. policies around outsourcing and immigration, have led to layoffs and concerns about the future of the huge IT companies that dominate the Indian landscape. One of those is Bangalore-based Infosys, a $10 billion a year giant that's credited with essentially creating a new middle class in that city of more than 12 million people. Rala Romig wrote about Infosys and the Indian IT economy for the California Sunday magazine. I asked him what headwinds are facing IT in India now.
The whole business model of IT services is changing a lot. You know, it used to be really easy to answer the question of what they do. They wrote custom software for corporations all over the world. But now what they do could be almost anything. And increasingly, they're moving into new frontiers, a lot more consulting work. And so no one really knows what comes next. And at the same time, you know, the Trump factor has caused a lot of uncertainty, instability in the industry.
And then let's talk about this U.S. protectionism factor, and how much of this is about, you know, immigration and the changing policies of the Trump administration.
Well, that's a big part of it. Just last year, Infosys announced that it's going to hire 10,000 U.S. workers in four American states, and it's for a couple of reasons. Partly, it's clearly in response to Trump's moves when it comes to restricting visas, his general hostility to immigration. But it's also because their clients want different things now. They're looking for more of an intimate relationship with Infosys, and so they often want people who are based where the company is.
And it's interesting because you note in your article that although some of these factors are really decimating the IT industry in India, that there are people there who think, you know, we wish our politicians would be so committed to protecting our jobs.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's that was one of the things that was most interesting to me about looking at this was seeing what the job scene looks like from the Indian perspective. They're just as nervous about their IT jobs as Americans are. You know, it seemed hard to overstate how much the IT industry had changed India in the past generation. People put it to me in such stark terms that, you know, Infosys created the middle class in India, that Infosys transformed the city of Bangalore from this sleepy small city to a mega city. It's a big shift.
What does it say to you about how intertwined the global tech industry is? Like, can these ties be undone? You know, can this web be untangled in a way that allows India to continue to prosper, but accomplishes at least the Trump administration's stated goal of, you know, keeping jobs in the U.S.?
It's so much more intertwined than we realize, because so much of the work that Infosys and its peers do is invisible to us. But they're really, you know, running the kind of hidden infrastructure of so many major companies. In the long run, maybe it means that these workers end up in other countries. I saw recently that Japan is interested in hiring 200,000 Indian tech workers. So I imagine it will continue to be intertwined, but maybe less intertwined with America than it has been in the past.
Rala Romig wrote a piece called After the Miracle for the California Sunday magazine. Quartz notes this week that India's startup economy is the third largest in the world, and tech workers who have been turned away from the U.S. and other countries are starting new companies at home. Stephanie Hughes produces Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Dan Powell is our engineer. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
Hi, my name is Jennifer Slabaugh from Columbus, Indiana. Make Me Smart and Marketplace are two of my favorite shows, both pushing me to think outside of my normal boundaries and making issues important to me that I wouldn't have considered before. I became a Marketplace investor because I feel it's important to vote with your dollar for media that makes a difference in the world. To join me as a Marketplace investor, donate today in whatever amount works for you at marketplace.org.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.